Hello, darling. Now, I know that you might be a little bit confused. I mean, this recording, you must be asking why. Well, you're away from home on this surprise business trip, and I thought that you might miss me. Because I miss you. Oh, I miss you so, so much. And I know that that hotel room, it's dark and lonely. And that bed is so big. But you're there all alone. And I know you'll have trouble sleeping. Not because you have a guilty conscience, no, but because I'm not there. I'm not there to hold, to kiss, to feel against you. So I thought that I would be a lovely wife, Annette. I would leave you this. Leave you this naughty recording, because it's going to be a little bit dirty, but you like that. You like it when I'm a little bit dirty for you. You like that this polite, refined English lady can just be wild for you. Needy, desperate, wanton. All for you. Because, darling, oh, you inspire me. You make me ache and throb. Now, I want you to close your eyes. Close them. It's not a trick. It's a treat. Close your eyes and picture me. Picture me looking at you. I'm wearing that dress you like. The black one. That clings in all the right places. The one that hints that I'm not wearing any underwear. And darling, I'm not. Picture it. Can you see me? Oh, heels and hair up. Looking slightly untouchable. Because technically I am. I mean, you are so very far away from home, which is just awful. And I really wish you were here. I mean, if you were here, we could do this in person. You lying on the bed, me standing before you, my eyes on your body. Oh. Just looking at you, liking what I see, licking my lips. Tell me, do you want me to take the dress off? Do you want to see if I'm wearing underwear? Or do you want me to leave it on? Dance for you? Tease you? Slowly? Teasingly? Cruelly? Oh. We both know that a little bitterness can make things all so very intense. Oh, I do love to tease you, but it wouldn't be fair. You're so far away. So instead, I'll just take it off. But not all at once. No. Firstly, I'm going to run my hands down my body. Enjoying the feeling, closing my eyes in delight. It doesn't hide anything. And now you know I'm not wearing anything underneath. Oh, darling. Let me slowly lift the skirt, revealing creamy, pale thighs, hips, and then I stop. Let me just unzip myself. Oh, it means I'm going to have to wriggle and writhe and Well, I might have lied when I said I wasn't going to tease you. But you like this kind of tease. The promise of what's to come, and what's to come is dirty. There we are. The zipper's slowly inching its way down and revealed. Shoulders. Breasts. Waist. Hips. Nakedness. Oh, and now I stand before you completely bare. I'm trembling. I have goosebumps, but it's not from the cold, no. It's from you, your gaze, the heat in your eyes. You see my nipples harden. Do you want to touch them? Do you want to pinch them? Do you want to graze them with your fingers and then I jump and gasp. And you hold my breast in your hands. You feel their weight. You squeeze. I want you to touch me. I want you to touch me. I need you to touch me. You should be here. We should be doing this in person. Because, darling, it is our anniversary. That you forgot. That surprise business trip. The one that you were so, so sorry about. It wasn't a surprise. I know. Oh, if only I could see your face right now. I can't believe you forgot about our anniversary. Naughty, naughty. And I had such plans. I was going to spoil you. I was going to tease you. It was going to be amazing. And it was going to start just like this. You on the bed. Me standing before you in that dress that you love. And I was going to tease you. That you touch me. And then I was going to do. Oh, let's just say it was going to be memorable. But you forgot. But it's okay. I mean, everyone makes mistakes. You were just straight up and honest with me. You told me about your mistake. And I smiled and I forgave you, only you didn't. Surprise business trip. Really? Do you really think that I don't talk to your secretary? You are in trouble. You are in so much trouble. And here I am, naked, touching you. All alone because you're on your business trip. And you should be here with me. Here with your wife, who's trembling, who has goosebumps, whose nipples are hard and breasts full. My skin is so soft and touching, stroking. Oh, it's so smooth and creamy and no. Oh, I know you love touching me. You love the effect it has on me. Fuck. You like that I'm a little sensualist? Oh, fuck. You love how easy it is. How easy it is for me to lose myself and just... fuck. I'm thinking of you, thinking of your hands on my body, your fingers trailing, touching. Fuck, I'm so wet. Oh, because you know me. I can't resist trailing those hands downwards. I can't resist touch. Dripping with want. So fucking wet. Oh, so fucking delicious. What'd you like to taste? Would you like to kiss me? Taste my wetness on my lips. Would you like to touch me? Feel how wet I am. How hot and wet and wanton. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Please. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, please, please, please. Oh. What a shame that you're not here. Yeah. You're not here. You're there on your business trip. You're there alone in your hotel room when you could be with me. You could be enjoying me. Instead, it's just you alone in the dark. You could be touching me. You could be feeling us in person. You could feel me writhe against you. You could feel me kiss you. My lips hot, needy, and desperate. Instead, you're all alone. And I'm all alone, and I'm needy. Alone. But I think... I think I know how to make myself feel better. Fuck, so fucking wet. Have fun in your hotel room. Have fun in that bed all alone. And know, back home, in our bed, I am fucking myself stupid. I'm going to come over and over. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to make a mess of these sheets. I'm going to ruin myself. I am going to come apart with pleasure. And you could have been here. I could have saved all of this one for you, but you had a surprise business trip. Good night, darling. I love you. I do. And I know you'll make it up to me, but oh, you are going to feel this. That's going to be bad. Because, darling, it's going to be so fucking good. Sleep well. I miss you. I love you. But now I'm afraid I'm going to be a little... I'm going to be a little busy.
Oh.